clearly. Okay, good evening to our brothers and sisters there in Phoenix, and to all also that are watching through our website, the ABA. And I would like also to tell this to you that we appreciate your prayers here in the Philippines for our almost 60 locals and missions here in all over Mindanao. And I'm glad to have this opportunity to preach unto you. You know, it's for me, in my mother tongue is Cebuano, so I'm trying to speak English here, and thank you for your prayers. By the way, my name is, for all that have not know me yet, my name is Lodi J. Alameda. I was called to be a priest 5 years ago, and right now I'm the present priesthood secretary that represents the priesthood council in the Philippines. So I was, they chose me to be the secretary. And when the missionaries will come here in the Philippines, we like to call them sir or God, sirs. That's the way we respect everyone here. Sir Gordon, Sir Mike, and every missionary here. I am the multi-purpose man. I'm the driver. I'm the interpreter. I'm the bodyguard, and so on and so forth. So that's the way I serve the Lord. And in the ministry here, I'm happy giving my life to the Lord. And I would like also to take this opportunity to thank every one of you, first of all, for your prayers and for your help here in the Philippines for 21 years, nonstop. So that's a very, the very best thing that you did for us here, and the work continues. Even though that we didn't see each other face to face, but we really felt your prayers and your help here in the Philippines. You know, we several months ago we went to the mountains to our missions there, serving communions and baptisms and preachings and visitations, doing that, all of that to our brothers and sisters in the rural countries. We experienced different situations, but through your prayers, you know, by the grace of God, until now, we are still trying to restore everyone by preaching unto them the word of God. And we cannot do it without your help. So I want to express my gratitude and thank you to all of you. Thank you. And that's my heartfelt gratitude for you all, brothers and sisters there. And someday, if God willing, one of you can visit here, we will show you the how the Lord works here in the Philippines. So that's my introduction. And I want to bring you to the Word of God that we can see here in the Book of Alma, chapter 16. Alma chapter 16, verse number 228 up to 230. I will read this to you. Okay. Just bear with me. 228 says, "For behold, this life is the time for men to prepare to meet God. Yea, behold, the day of this life is the day for men to perform their labors. And now, as I said unto you before, as ye have had so many witnesses, therefore I beseech you, that ye do not procrastinate the day of your repentance until the end. For after this day of life, which is given to us to prepare for eternity, behold, if we do not improve our crime while in this life, then cometh the night of darkness, wherein there can be no labor performed." The Lord may put blessings to these words. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come unto you this morning, and we humbly ask your wisdom tonight and this morning, that you will give blessings to these words as I preach. And you know, Lord, that this is my first time to preach your word in English, but I know that you will help me, and you will give a message to our brothers and sisters there in Phoenix. May you use me, Lord, and I hope that all the words that will come out of my mouth will be according to thy will, that can help also to encourage our brothers and sisters in the Lord for the labors also that we have to do in this life. Thanks for the encouragements of this book that, like Alma, that encouraged us to perform and to have a good labor in this life, so that, Lord, we can have a reward when we see you face to face. And thank you for this opportunity, Lord, that you have given to us. This is the name of prayer. Amen. So I would like to have a title of this message, "In This Life." You know, in the Philippines, we belong to a third world country. Not like the United States that has improved the use of the technology. That's why I really appreciate this technology right now, that even if we are thousands of miles away, but we can still see face to face. So I would like to thank the technology, the one that invented this thing. So we will use this for that story. Now, like what I said late a while ago, that life has a lot of meanings. In the Philippines, when we talk about life, most people, we can hear that life is very hard. Because they meet up a lot of adversities every day. In our lives also here, as a member of the Church of Christ, sometimes we met a lot of persecutions, we met a lot of hardships every day. But this verse is really an encouragement to us, that according to Alma, he encourages us to look. That's why he said, "For behold." So he gave an emphasis to us to look and to check and to behold for our life. He said, "Behold, this life is the time for men to prepare." So my number one point is, this life, we have a time to prepare to meet God. If you have an excitement to meet your parents, if you have an excitement to meet your long-lost friend, we must be excited and must prepare to meet our God. Because preparation is very important in our days, especially in meeting our God. I remember Israel in the book of Amos chapter 4, verse 12, if you can open it with me in the Bible. Amos chapter 4, verse number 12. Amos said, verse number 12, "Therefore, Thus will I do unto thee, O Israel. And because I will do this unto thee, prepare to meet thy God, O Israel. So Amos is the prophet this time. He announces, he announced to Israel that it is time to prepare. And God gave Israel one more generation to return to him. But what happened? They refused to return to God. That's why they were destroyed by the Assyrians in 721 BC. That's why Alma said to us in verse 227, one verse before the verse that we read, he said, "Yeah, I want that he would come forth and harden not your hearts any longer." So the heart can be hardened anytime. That's why he said, "Harden not your hearts any longer, for behold, now is the time. Not later, not tomorrow, but now is the time. Now." So as part of our preparation, in our lives, there must be humbleness or humility. So it's the same book also, the book of Alma, chapter 3, verse number 47. Alma chapter 3, verse number 47. He asked us a question. Have you walked keeping yourselves blameless before God? And he said in verse 48, could you say, if you were called to die at this time, within yourselves, that you have been sufficiently humble? So these are the questions that will awaken us, that we must be humble as part of our preparation to prepare to meet our God. And secondly, we have also, we must have the right relationship with God. So right relationship, when we talk about relationship, there's a lot of relationships here in this world. But the most important relationship that we must have is the relationship with God. There's a lot of great relationship, but the relationship with God is the most important. I will read to you the book is Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 28, verse number 10. Isaiah is a great prophet. And he said in Isaiah chapter 28, verse number 10, he said that for precept must be upon precept. Precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little, and there a little. So that's what Isaiah said. We must have a right relationship to God. And it must be, verse 13, he said, but the word of the Lord was upon them, precept upon precept. And then in the last sentence, he said, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. So the word of the Lord is very important to us right now as part of our preparation to meet our God. So that's the first point, my brothers and sisters. It's time to prepare. And then secondly, in that same verse of in the book of Alma, we must have time to perform our labors. Verse number 228 in Alma chapter 16, he said, for behold, this life is the time for men to prepare to meet God. Yea, behold, the day of this life is the day for men to perform their labors. Now, what kind of labor is this? So I'm going to go to Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4, verse number 11. Hebrews chapter 4. verse number 11. The Bible says, let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. So what is this kind of rest? Verse 9. There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest, he also hath ceased from his own works as God did from his. We must perform our labor. Let us labor. I remember the lyrics of the hymnal. I think it's in the fourth verse. Let us labor for the master from the dawn till setting sun. I know that you remember that song. Let us look. I forgot the entire lyrics, but I remember it. Let us labor for the master from the dawn till setting sun. So, can we do that? That we can labor for our master from the dawn till setting sun? Hebrews chapter 6 verse 10. This is an encouragement to us. Hebrews chapter 6 verse number 10. In the Bible it said, for God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love. So, like our brothers and sisters there, not just in Phoenix, but in all of the United States, I know that you have a lot of help to the Philippines. And that is your labor of love. Even though that you are not actually present here in the Philippines to help, but what you give to the Lord is that the kind of help that they serve here in the Philippines, and that is your labor of love. And as you can see, the fruit of the labors that you help here in the Philippines, the work the Lord was established here for 21 years, and we have a lot of local submissions. We have a missions up there in the mountains that even our missionaries didn't reach yet. It's far away. And I've been there 2 times. And in my experience, I almost collapsed while in the way because it's very steep. But when you reach in the area, you can see the people there. They are very welcoming. And they treat you as not just brothers and sisters, but they treat you as very close brother. And you can feel their zealousness to God. And, you know, I'm very encouraged to go there, even if it's very difficult way. But I will not see it as a hindrance to me to go back there, because when I see their experience, I see their lives. They are very encouragement. They are encouragement to us. So maybe in the future, Sir Gordon and I will go back there and we'll experience the. Even if very difficult, the way to go there, it's very difficult, but I know that God will help us to go there. Because God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love. And verse 10, I will continue to read this verse, which he has shown toward his name. So we are not showing our work to the people, but we are showing it toward his name, that he have ministered to the saints and do minister. So I was encouraged in this verse that God will is not unrighteous to forget. Even the people will forget, but God will not forget. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse number 58. This verse also is encouragement. That says here, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. So like Second Nephi chapter 2, chapter 11. Okay, let's read Second Nephi chapter 11. Second Nephi chapter 11, verse number 109. So he said that the laborer in Zion, what is this verse? But the laborer in Zion shall labor for Zion. If they labor for money, they shall perish. So we all labor here for Zion. We all labor here for God. We all work here for God. And we didn't labor for money because we know already that if we labor for money, they shall perish. We want to have a memorable one. We want to have a motive that to labor that God will be happy for what we did in our lives. So it's time to prepare, time to perform, and time to not procrastinate. So it's all in the book of Alma, verse number 229. And now, as I said to you before, as you have said so many witnesses, therefore, I beseech you. Like what Apostle said to the Romans, he said, I beseech you. Romans chapter 12, verse 1, he said, I beseech you, my brethren. And now, Alma said, he also said, I beseech you. I encourage you. And he said that ye do not procrastinate the day of your repentance until the end. For after this day of life, which is given to us to prepare for eternity, if we do not improve our time while in this life, then cometh the night of darkness, wherein there can be no labor performed. Let us look unto Alma chapter 10. Alma chapter 10, verse number 27. And now, my brethren, Alma chapter 10, verse 27. And now, my brethren, I wish from the inmost part of my heart. So, he said, yea, with great anxiety, unto even unto pain, that you would hearken unto my words and cast off your sins and not procrastinate the day of your repentance. So, there's no way for us to be procrastinating or delaying. Yet we must improve our time, my brothers and sisters. It means to become better. It means to improve our life. It means to produce something. To improve our life, it means to develop something better. Because every day, we grow. We must become mature in this life. Because there will be a time that, according to what Alma said, then cometh the night of darkness. So I remember what Jesus said in John chapter 9, verse number 4. I will look at it in John chapter 9, verse number 4. In John chapter 9, verse number 4, he said, I must work the works of him that sent me. Notice these words, why it is day. So in other words, when there is an opportunity, while there is an opportunity, why it is day. So I will continue. The night cometh, when no man can work. So we all know what is in the night. So everyone, even children, are afraid of the night. And, you know, that night is full of darkness. So it's natural that no man can work in the night. But while it is day, what Jesus said to us, while it is day, so he said, I must work the works of him that sent me. So it is time to prepare. Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 16, Bible says, redeem the time, because the days are evil. And we know that when we look at our world today, and it's like this world will be coming to an end soon. We know when. We do not know when, but it will be soon. So, we as brothers and sisters in the Lord, we must improve our time. Because then the night cometh, and there is darkness where we can, where can be no labor performed. So, my encouragement to us all here, from here in the Philippines, to all of you brothers and sisters, let us not be weary in well-doing. And secondly, God is not unrighteous to forget our work and labor of love. So I thank you all for this opportunity, special opportunity for me to represent the Philippines for the work here, and also for our missionaries for their zealousness and timing, like Sir Gordon and Sir Mike, even though that they have health problems, that but they still come here and represent here as missionaries. We really appreciate you, the labor of love that they perform in this life. So they are an encouragement to us. So I remember that they are not able to come here since pandemic time, and we really miss them. But because of this technology right now, because they still be able to face them and then feel their encouragements to us, and we are able to continue until this day. And our goal is to improve our time while in this life. So we gave our life to the Lord, and we will improve this life every day by knowing, like by the word of God and prayer. And that too is inseparable. It is like the wings of a bird, that the bird needs his right wing and his left wing to fly. So the word of God and prayer must be in our lives every day, so that we can be able to perform our work and labor of love in this life. So again, thank you very much for patiently listening to me. And I do really appreciate for your time that you gave to us to preach in your evening service. And I ask everyone to please stand, and we will pray.
Before you close us, do you mind? We're a little bit early than we usually stop, and I have a couple of questions for you, if you'd be willing to tell us a couple things about yourself and about your conversion to the gospel and maybe even your calling.
Okay, sir.
So about you, it looks like you have a wedding ring on. Are you married? Do you have children? And
Okay.
Most of us don't know you. We probably may not ever meet you, so this is an opportunity for us to kind of get to know you as well.
Okay. My name is Lonnie J. Alameda. I am married for 12 years now. My age is, I am 39 years old. And I have three kids, a boy, a girl, and a boy. And I am called to be a priest 5 years ago through Sir Alvin Moser. And what else?
About your conversion to the gospel, where what was it that brought you to the church and to want to be a part?
Okay, I was a Baptist before. My father is one of the pioneers of the Church of Christ here through the missionaries, Sir Frank Fan and Sir Michael Gee. And my father is the chairman of the Church of Christ here in the Philippines. And I belong to the Baptist Church before. So last 2009, I decided to be baptized because I know that this church is the true church of Christ. And I believe truly in my heart the Book of Mormon. And through this testimony, I studied it every now and then. I meditate upon these words, and this is my testimony that until now, I am very eager to study and to preach, and also to be used by God in the ministry here in the Philippines. Anything else, sir?
Wait, so there's a question of what job you have. What do you do for a living?
I have a lot of work because I don't want to be employed by someone because I don't want to take my time because I'm in the ministry here. So I'm in like sales agent right now, sales agent for selling cars, labs. So I am the manager of my time right now. So that's the way I provided for my family. But before I was employed as a distribution company, in a distribution company as a sales representative. We sell biscuits and noodles to stores. And after 1 year, I resigned because they assigned me to a very far place. And I'm a leader in a mission here in the Philippines, which is 1 hour from the here in the headquarters. So I resigned. So that's why I have a job right now, and I am the manager of the time, of my time.
Every week, do you spend quite a bit of time traveling around and going to the different missions?
Yes, sir. I am also a solidarity officer. Here in the Philippines, we are two. So we are two solemnizing officers. We officiate marriages. I am licensed as solemnizing minister here in the Philippines. And actually, this coming Wednesday, I have to go to LAAC mission to officiate a wedding there, one of our leaders there in a mission. So mostly every week we travel. That's why all of our brothers and sisters here, I know them all, and I know their situations because almost every week, with our elders here also, we travel to a certain place to visit them and administer communion to them.
Anyone else? All right, brother. Well, if you would close us with a word of prayer, we will conclude our service tonight. And we truly appreciate you taking the time. And we're very thankful to have a little bit of opportunity to get to know you. And we truly are asking the Lord's blessing upon you and upon the work in the Philippines. It's very dear to our heart here So thank you so much for being willing to take the time to bless us with the Word of God tonight.
So let's ask and stand. Heavenly Father, we thank you very much for this time and opportunity that you gave to me. And as I praise to our brothers and sisters there in Phoenix, and thank you, Lord, for your wisdom that you gave the message. I know that it is your will. And thank you also for our brothers there, for their encouragement, for their lives that they committed to you in service. And we here also in the Philippines, we committed our lives also for your work and for the ministry here. So this everything that we need, Lord, is for you. So thank you, and you may continue to bless us in every plan we took, and then every way that we should go. I pray that you will bless us in everything in our lives. So thank you, Lord, for this great opportunity that you gave us. And all of glory belongs to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thank you, brother.
You're welcome, sir. Yeah.